Stay tuned for The Lynn Show. Today, I'm airing two interviews, both with Leon Pitts of the West Coast Black Theater Troupe. The first interview I did with Leon 8 years ago as the troupe was preparing for its 10th year anniversary gala. In it, you will hear Leon talk about how he got into the troupe, but primarily about his admiration for and gratitude to Nate Jacobs, the founder and artistic director of the troupe. Also, you will hear him talk about how much Nate deserves his very own building. In the second interview, which I just did as Leon was preparing to be part of the ensemble company of Soul Man, Leon and I laugh about the fact that we are, in fact, sitting in Nate Jacobs' own building. And in this interview, Leon talks at more length about how he was led to this work for which he has not only commitment and passion, but intense gratitude. These are very moving interviews. Hang on, here come the show.
Hearing from an inner voice, finding choice where there's no choice, with gentle prodding from the voice. Oh, you really can. Deeper, deeper down you dive, where the child's gone to survive.
Is about being the person you really are, not the person you think you're supposed to be, not even the person you may currently think you are, but the person you really are. I interview people who make their living or their life with an art, because when you listen to them, you can hear what it sounds like to be who you really are. And in these interviews with Leon, you can hear so clearly the way he knew who he was in those early years of listening to the Temptations and the Jackson 5 and daydreaming about being one of them and believing that that was not possible. And how, with the help of Nate Jacobs, who, as he says, has helped dozens of other young people to find themselves, Leon found himself. These are delightful interviews. So here now, my first interview 8 years ago with Leon,
I'm sitting here with Leon Pitt. So the troupe is celebrating its 10th anniversary?
Yes, that's correct.
How long have you been with them?
I've been with them since the beginning. Actually, I started before working with Mr. Jacobs from a young child, before he even was going to start his company, not knowing that those that he was going to start a start his company with, he was working with them since they were kids.
Yeah.
There was quite a few of us.
How old were you?
I was, when I first started working with Mr. Jacobs, he was teaching at the school. I was 9 years old.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
So did you always know that this was what you wanted to do?
No, I actually did not always know what this was I wanted to do. I graduated from high school, and Mr. Jacobs asked me, he said, Leon, what are you doing? What are you doing with yourself? And he would always ask someone that, you know, what are you doing with yourself? I wanted to know how we're taking care of ourselves, our lives. And I said, well, I'm in school right now. He said, do you know what you want to do? I said, no, sir. He said, come try out for this play. So I came and tried out for it. Next thing you know, it was lights, camera, action from there.
I did a very long interview with Mr. Jacobs about several months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells a very similar story about how he did not see his own talent. And people kept saying to him, but Nate, you can do this. You can do this.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like he turned around and did
yes.
that for you.
He's done it for a lot of people. This company is more than just an acting company. He actually takes people, some people who don't even have talent, or some people who don't even know that they have that talent.
Mm-hmm.
And he nurtures that gift. And like, from him nurturing my gift, I was able to go out and start performing other places.
Really?
Yes, I did, from a play that we did here, Five Guys Named Mo.
I saw it.
Yes. He taught me this stuff in that show, and from that show, I've got called, just from that show alone,
mm-hmm.
I've got called like in 5 different states to do that show.
My gosh.
Including here in Florida. In Florida, that was the longest run. It ran for like 3 months down in Coral Springs.
So have you traveled with it? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
You've traveled with it?
Yes, Arizona. I've done it in Arizona and in two places in Arizona. And in Coral Springs and other places here in Florida.
So this is a life you weren't expecting?
No, I was not expecting to ever do this. In a way, I was shy. I was very shy. And in the play, Yubi, Mr. Jacobs told me to try out. I tried out for the show. And, of course, he selected me to be in the show. And I did not know that he was going to put me out in front of everybody with a solo. And then not only with a solo, he put me out there to dance in front of all these people. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't do this. And Mr. Jacobs was like, Leon, hush.
I can hear it.
Yeah, you don't know what you can do.
Yeah.
I see you. I see what you could be. I see what, and like when you listen to him, it's like you can't say no.
No.
You can't say no. I can do this because this person believes in you so much, and you actually find out that you really can do this.
My God, this is pretty spectacular.
Oh yes, he's a great guy, and that's why I think that, you know, a lot of people, they see our company, but they don't know that it actually helps youth.
Yes.
It helps youth find them something to do, keeps them off the streets. And I think that people should put something behind it. The city should get behind it. The world should know about it because it helps our youth instead of them out there killing each other. Doing something, they're putting it into acts of things.
Yes. And like, it increases the self-esteem.
Very much. I have no problem getting out in front of people now. I really don't. I really don't have any problem. I'm very outgoing.
Mm-hmm.
I love the things I do. It's never a time that he can ask me to come help that I won't help.
Yeah.
Because it's given so much to me.
Now, you know, performing, acting, singing, dancing, these are hard ways to make a living in
oh,
our
yes.
world. So do you have other ideas about what you want to do, or are you hoping that this will turn into a career for you?
Well, right now...
How old are you?
I am 28.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. I started out with this, Moe's. Oh, my gosh. Mr. Jacobs swooped me up when I was 18. He snatched me up to do this.
Well, 10 years.
Yes.
Right.
And the thing is, I don't want to do nothing else.
No.
It's a passion. It's not about the money. It's not about the fame. It's not about the, it's a passion. It's something it's like something I can't live without.
Yeah. Cause
I actually stopped trying to do it for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my gosh, I was like devastated. I would hear about the shows they're doing. I'm like, oh my gosh, you could feel, because it's we became a family.
Yeah.
It became a family, and a lot of people that we didn't know joined the group, and they became part of the family. It's like, so you feel they're doing this show. It's like, oh my gosh, it's going on without me. I'm missing it, and it's like I was empty. And right then I knew, I was like, yeah, this is it. This is really what I want to do.
Right.
I'm not satisfied with anything else.
Yeah.
I'm married to it.
I really understand this, and I hear this over and over again. I interview people for my show who make their living or their life, because you can't always do the other, with their art, and they all say the same thing. You know, it's a life's work. It's not an activity. It's not a vocation. It's part of you.
I mean, if you ever get the joy of seeing, like when we did Yubi, and then we brought in a director, Reggie Kelly, and Mr. Jacob's friend, and we did Ain't Misbehaving.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. If you know the joys of hearing that kind of music and actually studying that stuff, you have to study it to go back into that day to actually make the people feel like how they felt in that day when they first heard the song, mm-hmm. when they first turned on the radio and they were little kids.
Yes.
And to see those people come on and shake your hand and say, I remember when that song came out. You made me feel like it makes you, it brings tears.
Making me cry.
Yeah, it's an unexplainable gratitude. That's better than receiving $1 million. I mean, we all can maybe use $1 million.
Yeah, no kidding.
But that's better. It lasts a lifetime. Those dollars, it'll go away every day. But that experience, that thing, that's something they could take with them for the rest of their life. And you help that. You help them to feel young again. You help their life to rejuvenate. Those people walked out of there smiling. And that was another experience that made me, you know, that I really want to do this.
You have something to give.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a place in this world.
Yes.
And that's exactly what Mr. Jacobs helped me to find out, my place in this world.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't force it on you. He doesn't beat you on the head. You know, it's not that. He helps you to find your place. And if that's not your place in it, it's just something for you to do until you find out what you want to do in this world. Like I said, it's a thing to keep kids off the streets and stuff like that. But it's also a professional surrounding. You know, we bring in other professional actors, mm-hmm. you know. And mind you, I never went to school for acting. But I've been hired. And the things that he's taught me.
You are an actor.
Yes. Naturally and purely. It's in me. It's not a taught thing.
Yeah.
And the things that Mr. Jacobs teach you is straight from the heart. Like, if he doesn't feel you coming from your heart, he stops you and he helps you to see it coming from your heart. Because it was one time I was delivering this song for Five Guys Named Moe. I've never experienced that in my life. It was Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying. And the words and all of it never related to me at all. It just didn't click to me. Mm-hmm. I was just singing without feeling,
mm-hmm.
without any notion. And Ms. Jacobs began to explain that song to me in great depth. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is what this song means. It took on a whole nother meaning to me. I sung it a totally different way.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a young singer, you know, you do what you want to do with it. And sometimes it's without feeling. And those experiences, people who are well polished, like Mr. Jacobs, he helped to polish that, and I was able to deliver that song, and that was one of the songs from Five Guys Named Moe that people loved more than anything I thought that they would love.
Yeah.
Like, I did Choo Choo Chaboogie, and I thought they would love that more than that, but they more so related with that with me, and I was...
Because they have had that experience.
Yes.
They may not have had Choo Choo Chaboogie, yeah. but they have had Don't Let the Sun Catch You
yes.
Crying.
And it's a beautiful thing. I wouldn't give it up for nothing in the world. We really need people's support.
Yeah, I know. And that's what we're talking about. That's what I'm talking about in the show, that this is the 10th anniversary, that the gala is coming up, the fundraiser on the 29th. Now, do you know what's going to be performed there? Are you guys working on that?
We're supposed to be performing different stuff from all the shows over the years.
Yes.
Within a 30-minute period.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, so it's going to be a quick hit thing. And it's going to be exciting because it's actually going to, I don't know if I'm going to make it through the whole performance. I might even be in tears because it's...
I think we'll all be in tears.
It's like you've seen something come up, you know?
Yeah. You know, don't tell me any more about it, because I think we'll just leave it as a cliffhanger.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes,
you
understand.
Know, come and find out what it is.
Yes. But I believe people should get behind and support, and that we, Mr. Jacobs, he deserves his own building. I mean, the struggles he's gone through to bring a positive thing to the community is unnecessary. It's an unnecessary struggle.
No.
It's not like he's doing something bad and
or selfish.
On the ground, behind the corner, or selfish. This man could have gone to New York and not even started a company to help anybody.
Yeah.
But he did it. And it's out of the kindness of his heart. He's a wonderful man. I mean, he's, like other directors and things like that that I work with, he's more passionate. He doesn't cuss you. I mean, some directors get frustrated, cuss, they do all that. He doesn't do that. He's a very passionate man, and he understands your feelings as well. Like I said, it's a more one-on-one thing with him. It's like a family. Once you've come, I promise you won't want to leave. Mm-hmm. This is a big family. So it's worth supporting.
I think this is a good place for us to stop. Thank you so much.
So, that was Leon 8 years ago. Now, the interview I just did with an older, but no less passionate or committed man to the work that he so gratefully found and pursues. So here now is the current Leon Fitz. I'm here with Leon Fitz again. I interviewed you 8 years ago,
mm-hmm.
right before the 10th year gala.
Yes.
And we're closing in on the 20th year now.
Yes.
In the interview that I did with you before, you talk over and over again about how important it is for Nate Jacobs to have his own building.
Yes. Yes.
And here we are sitting in his building.
In his own building.
In his own building. Exactly. Exactly.
Yes.
And it's splendid. So, okay, Leon, Nate got just what you wanted for him. And not just this building. Next year, they're going to renovate the theater. And the subscription base is growing and growing. And all of the shows are sold out, as I am quite sure the one that will open soon, in which you are part of the ensemble, and that is Soul Man. So would you tell us about Soul Man?
Soul Man is about the raw passion of those artists, as opposed to the artists that want Motown. There's more sort of a crossover thing. Everybody do this move together, as opposed to James Brown. If he felt like splitting right there, he's going to split. If he felt like sliding to you on his knees right there, he'll slide to his knees. Jackie Wilson, Wilson Pickett, Otis Redding, all of those guys, they dealt from their soul what they felt in the moment. And that's why people felt them. Today, these songs are still played, and you could still feel their spirit living on these songs. Mm-hmm. Ariel Blues, she has this ability to go back in time, bring her helpers. And her helpers are the Soul Men. Myself, Leon Pitts, Sheldon Rodin, Michael Mendez, Raleigh Mosley, and Henry Washington. And the show is choreographed by Donald Price, and of course, written and directed by Nate Jacobs.
Mm-hmm.
These songs weren't just written just to be written. These things were going on. These things are what's happening in life now. You know, so that's what this show is about. It's a lot of fire, a lot of excitement, a lot of raw energy, lots of dancing.
Yeah.
You might see someone drop on their knees in front of you. You have a raw passion.
Mm-hmm.
As in, you know, when James Brown did it, when Wilson Pickett did it, when Otis Redding did it. Because those guys, they really dealt their raw emotion. You know, the songs talk about what the black man was going through then.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you didn't do what they said do,
yeah,
they was going to shoot you. We talk about it in our songs as messages. Help us get through those times, get those experiences. Even like in slavery days, they used old Negro spirituals. Music is powerful.
When we talked first, mm-hmm. you were saying that you didn't think about doing this as a life.
No. As a matter of fact, it wasn't my choice at all. I mean, as a kid, I watched Temptations, Jackson 5. I imagined myself that I was them. But as I got older, you know, I from it not thinking, oh, this is not something I could do. So I was going to school for what everybody was telling me. Do like your dad. Your dad's a sound company. So I went to school for electrical engineering. I mean, it was kind of like a Russian roulette.
Whatever.
I'll do that.
Right. No passion attached to it. No commitment.
Nothing.
No.
Nothing.
No.
So I was going to school every day, thinking about it now, just literally dead inside. And God sent my angel, which was Mr. Jacobs. And I'm on my way to school when he stopped me. I see Mr. Jacobs. We walk, almost bump into each other. Hey, what are you doing with your life? And I looked at him, and before I could even answer, he said, hey, I want you to come and try something. I had a class in an hour, and I had to catch the bus. I don't think you understand what's going on. I had to go catch the bus, go to class. My dad has paid for these classes.
Yes.
So I went with him without even a second thought. At their practice hall, and there was Mr. Leteri Butler. They're doing vocal ranges, testing vocal ranges and everything. He's telling me, he said, Leon, you have a rare voice. Your voice can go very deep, and it could go very high. You have to be very careful what you do when you're doing the show. You can't do a lot of loud laughing. You can't do a lot of talking because your vocal cords are very sensitive because they stretch so much.
Wow.
So that was one of my first experiences. And then we went there, and from then on, like my first experience, I remember everything from after I got through getting my vocal range check, then I went straight into learning soft shoe dancing. I didn't even audition for the show. Mr. Jenkins, like he always does, just threw me right in the fire. And,
well, he threw you in the fire, but you went.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, somebody can try and throw you, but you don't go.
Yeah, he opened the door to the fire, and I walked right in.
So you started to work with him when you were five. You were in his school, right?
Yeah.
So he knew you. Had he seen you perform?
I was always singing in the background behind my sister. No parts of the lead except when I daydreamed about being the lead.
It's like he read your dreams.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
It's amazing that he could do that. And I know that he didn't only do it for you.
No. So many people. So I've sat there sometimes, even though it happened to me, I've seen him bring new people in literally off the street. And I'm thinking to myself, what are you doing? This person has no experience, nothing like that. But because I know someone, I stay back and I watch him and I trust him. And you watch these people just blossom. He has this gift of just looking at people. And they didn't even know they had that talent.
No.
He's doing a great work.
That is clearly of his gift. But your willingness to get out of your comfort zone, to fly in the face of what everybody around you was telling you should do and be, to follow what felt right, even though everybody else would have said it wasn't right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's part of your gift.
I should see a live example where someone went from starting something with nothing, literally no money in his pocket, started this company. To see it come from that and just build, going through struggling pains, growing pains, even from times where he's even broken his ankle on stage and still performed the rest of the show on that broke ankle.
Oh my God.
Never giving up, even in the face of so many things happening in his life, so many things are yet changing in his life, he still worked.
So that's the role modeling that you got.
Mm-hmm.
And what about personally for you? What has this journey meant for you?
It's meant everything. It's meant realizing a dream come true. As of this year, I've been able to get my Actors Equity Association card.
Oh my God!
Yes.
Congratulations!
Thank you. It gave me strength. It gave me experience to see that if you keep pushing through, even when you're going through hard times, and using what you have, all that hard time does is just strengthens it. I've also grown the sense of family, community, outside of my regular family. West Coast Black Theater Troupe, they don't just care about you as an artist on the stage. They really, really, the board and Mr. Jacobs and all the staff, they care about you outside of the theater.
Wow.
Your personal life, you know. They care about you as a whole person, your well-being. I'm telling you right now, if one of us gets sick, you have so many calls coming from the board. They're like, are you okay? Is everything all right? What happened? Is there anything I could do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mr. Jacobs, Leon, you know, he almost gives me this advice. I mean, I've seen this stuff happen. He's so knowledgeable. I don't know if it's God tell him stuff or just life experience for him, period, you know. But I've gained mentors and counselors that people have to pay for. You have to pay for those type of counselors and stuff, and they give you their counsel for free. So it's been a journey of love, a journey of hard work, a journey of pain, a journey of happiness. We've gone from the ugly to the beautiful. You know, we were treated in the beginning in the community. You know, we even had people come into our rehearsals and say, "You niggers, get off the stage."
Oh my God.
And I remember Mr. Davis having to hold me back. He said, "No, Leah, that's not how we're going to respond.
Oh my God.
We're going to keep rehearsing and we're going to ignore them." But we kept going, and that's why I say, in the face of so much, he kept pushing. So I've learned and I've gained, if anything, yes, I've gained my talent, but I've also gained an example of how to keep pushing in the face of adversity.
How to keep being the person you are.
Yeah, no matter what.
No matter what. That's a perfect place to stop. Thank you so much, Leon. Oh,
thank
my
you.
God.
Love you.
I love you too. So as I said in the run-up, The Lynn Show is about being the person you really are. And Leon ends our interview by saying that he is certain that he is the person he was meant to be. He knows who he is, and he is grateful for it, and he wants nothing other than to continue to be the person he really is.